Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pofahl fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick scores. It's 3-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Pofahl hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spence moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Pofahl takes first base on ball 4. Clary moves to second. Frank Croucher pinch hits for Jake Early. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher takes first base on ball 4. Clary moves to third. Pofahl moves to second. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clary scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Browns. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Al Evans now catching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Pofile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Estilella scores. It's Senators, 4, Browns, 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan bunts for an out with unknown description. Vernon moves to second. 1 out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Pofile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pofile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Criscola moves to second. 1 out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is called out on strikes. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Case hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-to-4, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Pete Appleton now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Spence scores. Two outs. It's 6-to-4, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Senators, 6, Browns, 6. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Criscola reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton takes first base on ball 4. Criscola moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 6. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Case takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 5-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-5 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. 1 out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Criscola hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Criscola reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is walked intentionally. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.